The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to...
We're here.
We're back. Hey, welcome back. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
The 20th of April, we just blew through a tax day. We ran out of town on tax day. And, you know, April 15th, 7:05 in the morning, news, top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning there, buddy. So,
held down the fort while we were gone.
Yeah. And everything was great. Don't worry. The rumors are not true.
And Sue is not here because Sue's daughter is getting married.
And so
we actually gave her off a couple of days because her daughter's getting married. So she'll be back Wednesday, in fact. So good. Hey, do we have a national day today?
You have National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day.
Oh.
Now.
For those of you who are fans of the pineapple upside down.
My mother.
Did she?
Made pineapple upside down cake. Yeah, you know what? I have not had one of those. Gosh, I can't even remember. It's got to be 30, 40 years.
Well, you
wow.
were,
50.
You were fortunate to be in the era of when moms really, when I say fortunate, this is a double-sided thing. Your mom stayed home. So when you got home, she was there and she cooked dinner. So you know, of course, moms in the 50s, you know, a lot of the, you know, you see the aprons and the cooking and kids at the, you know, at the dinner table and you had that.
Yep. We did. Yeah.
You know.
It's also National Cheddar Fries Day.
Oh. Well, if you're either Cheddar Fries Day, so, I mean, if you're a fry
freak. Was the other one Cheddar Fries?
Cheddar Fries.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I was just over closing the shade because the sun has come through.
Yes.
And when it does, it blinds everybody in the studio and in the production.
But not for long because today we're going to have rain after 11 a.m. So if you need to get outside and do anything now or pull in, any items that you're afraid could be wet or could get wet. It's 58 today will be our highs. Rain after 11. Tonight will be 48 degrees. When you have precipitation about 90%, that means, you know, and it says also, in this National Weather Service, we could have half and three quarters of an inch possible. So get ready for the rain. And then Tuesday showers. All right, so with around 60 and overnight lows of 46. Wednesday's calling for about 62, chance of showers once again. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with overnight lows of 43, but it's starting to clear up with Thursday sunny and high in 72. And Friday, 78. Mm-mm. Yep, that's going to be the high of the week because Saturday gets back down to 75 and 70.
Do we keep turning the water sprinklers on, turn them off,
I know.
Turn them on, or turn them off today?
The weather, I don't know. The weather's brought to me. I just feel like, you know.
It's not that hard. All we have to do is go out and
turn it
off and then turn it back on.
We have two systems. That's right.
Yeah.
And this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's get back into the routine here. Always when we do the weather the weather.
I like to be spontaneous.
Yes, 365-3793, located in Anderson. A veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts. That's right, spontaneous.
Yep, the Kitty family.
Now, when we were at Red Bluff Roundup yesterday.
Right.
You want to talk about clockwork.
Well, it's like any rodeo that's televised. You are on the clock, and it's national anthem comes here, the flyover's there, the parade, the national anthem, prayer, and all that. As soon as that's over, 7 seconds later, boom, that first horse comes out of the chute.
Let's talk about the guy who jumped out of the sky. Jumped out of the plane and carried the American flag all the way down.
Sergeant First Class Army.
Into the arena. That was spectacular. And then after he did that.
And he put that on Facebook today.
Yes.
I got the last part of it.
Yes. Yeah. And then we did the national anthem. Excuse me. We did the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep.
Then the national anthem. Then the three, what are they called? What kind of planes were they? Flyover.
Oh, I don't know. They were jets. F-15s,
they called them,
I think.
Skin tinglers.
The what?
They were calling them skin tinglers or something.
No, it's not skin
tinglers. No, they were laughing. They were made a joke about it, the announcer.
I think they came out of a squadron that has death rattlers. That's what they were called.
Oh, okay.
Death rattlers.
Death rattlers. I thought it was skin tinglers.
Skin tinglers. Well, I think that's
that might be more fun to watch.
I know.
I think it's kind of like, it would be better. Oh, here come the skin tinglers.
Yeah. Hey, before we go into our Monday read where we have our calendar come in with Anne Marie, I wanted to talk about, you know, Carl was like, afterwards, there's so much activity when you go to the Red Bluff Roundup. One of a kind, because there's the inside ring, the outside ring. There were the cowgirl races, the mule races, the wild horse races, all the wild stuff's going on the inside, which is your major rodeo. But so we went earlier and we got a wonderful tour with Ruth Nichols and Lloyd, who is one of the stock contract. Well, he's been everything. We interviewed him the other day.
He runs the animals at the Red Bluff Roundup.
And he's been a pickup guy and everything. We interviewed him, and he was fascinating. So we went back. But one of the things that I think my major takeaway was is, and we've met her several times before, but really getting to face-to-face with Susan Gantz. And she is in charge of the
Justin's sports medicine trailer there. And right. all the PAs and doctors that are there in case any of the participants get injured. But also before they're going out there, like Shane, one of the bullfighters had a bull step on his foot, busted his toe, tore the ligaments. So he was in there getting his toe wrapped so he could go out there and run around chasing, you know, letting the bulls chase him. So that was just one of them. Others were in there getting all types of, you know, stretching things and bandages put on them so they could compete. Yes, Justin Sports Medicine, they have a trailer at every rodeo, and it's paid for by Justin's boots. And they pay for it by taking a percentage of every boot that's sold, and they put it into this. And this has been going for, 30 years now, the Justin Sports Medicine, surprised me. I didn't know it had been going on that long.
Right. It was just fascinating to me. And then, because my brother's a doctor, and I think it's medically interesting because she said the trailer actually is on her property. And so she is so knowledgeable that imagine you would be like, well, we need, you know, this particular medicine, or we need that particular IV, or we need this particular whatever. And it's stocked, so she knows about that. And when they get there, they have tables. There were certain people working on there. Like I said, the physician's assistant was in there working. And when you think about it, because these guys, it's like if you watch the NFL and they go to the tent, it's the same kind of thing. They go to the tent. They have all these doctors trying to figure out. Then they also have the connections with so many different doctors within the area that they would know somebody has to be a specialist. And then they watch. She's up there behind the chutes. We spent a lot of time behind the chutes yesterday. And she watches so that if somebody's injured, she can see how they fall. Like if they fall on their neck or they're falling on their hip a certain way, she then has the foresight. They're not just coming to say, oh, I fell. She saw how whatever the injury, and then how to be able to call it to get the people. And so I found that to be probably the most fascinating takeaway for me yesterday.
And they have ambulances that are there, a couple of ambulances that are standing by. So if need be, the Justin Sports Medicine will stabilize them and everything, get them in the ambulances to get them down to the hospital. But all in all, this is, and it's free. I mean, it doesn't cost the Cowboys anything because Cowboys don't get their contracts, which they don't sign because they're independent. There's nothing in there that says you get injured that you get paid by the PRCA. That just doesn't happen. And you get toward the end of the season, you get to August, September. There's, you know, some rodeos toward the end of the season, they're having a tough time finding cowboys because, you know, a lot of them have been injured at that point. And the other thing is that we talked to a vendor today or yesterday. She has cold water therapy that people would put their horses in. Yeah, it's for horses. And it helps, it helps their, for them to recovery and all
relax
that.
Relax their muscles,
right.
et cetera.
And, she said that her business was about half because a lot of people that she saw came from Texas. And with the cost of fuel,
right.
the way it is, you're going to start seeing that happen too. I mean, diesel's over $7 a gallon, depending if you're in California. So that's going to have an impact as the summer goes on too about how many rodeos people can go to like that. So anyway, let's take our first break and we will be right back after these messages.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddie Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddie Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Our favorite Reading tradition is here, Cool April Nights. Here's a list of events that are happening today. Monday, April 20th, Golden State Dispensary, Hilltop Springs Senior Living, Huckleberries, Sunbelt Rentals, Linda's Hallmark, Cookies Dispensary, Willow Springs Memory Care, Red Lion, Enterprise Starship Fundraiser at the Civic, and Fall River Brewing Show and Concert. Get your tickets to the biggest show inside of them all Saturday, April 25th at any Napa Auto Parts store. Also, go to CoolAprilNights.com for a downloadable schedule of events.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always tell people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Air Talk Radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345.
Anne Marie, what's up?
There's so much stuff going on.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. This week will definitely wake you up for sure. There's a lot happening. Today, Monday, April 20th, is National Volunteer Recognition Day. And this week is National Volunteer Week, which runs April 19th through 25th, celebrating the many contributions made by those that volunteer. Tomorrow is National Girl Scout Leaders Day and School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. On Thursday, we celebrate the Army Reserve birthday, and Sunday is National Help a Horse Day. Just a few dates to note this week as we go forward. I wanted to also mention that the weather this week is playing a part with some local events being canceled. Mm. Including some show and shine.
Okay.
So it's always good just to double check these events and check CoolAprilNights.com, and you can see which ones have been canceled due to the weather. For example, there was one that was scheduled, the Palisadro Chamber of Commerce show and shine that was scheduled for today, April 20th, in Palisadro, has been canceled because of the weather. They are working to reschedule that car show. So just double check on things, folks. And with that, let's begin this week's community calendar.
All right, let's go.
Well, the theme is definitely Cool April Nights. And there are so many events happening. There are a plethora of show and shines every day this week. You can view the full schedule of events online at CoolAprilNights.com. I did want to highlight some of the additional events taking place this week in connection with that event. This evening, look for Enterprise Starship, presented by the Enterprise High School Music Department at the Reading Civic Auditorium, 700 Auditorium Drive, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. More information on this fundraiser, CoolAprilNights.com. You're going to hear that website a lot. On April 21st, Parsons Junior High Vocal Music Department will present Music in Motion, also at the Reading Civic Auditorium, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wednesday, you can find Shasta Lake Chamber Poker Run, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Meet at Margaret Polk Park in Shasta Lake. Also on Wednesday, the Cottonwood Chamber will host a drive-in movie in connection to their show and shine. The event will run 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 20804 Park Street in Cottonwood. Staying with Wednesday here, Foothill High School Music Department will host Club Cougar at Cool April Night, featuring the Foothill High School Jazz Band, singers, and dancers in their 1930s. Chicago-style jazz club. And there will also be a catered dinner for Modell. The event will run 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And again, more details at CoolAprilNights.com. Wednesday night, look for a free drive-in movie at the Reading Civic Auditorium, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. The movie will be The Dukes of Hazzard, 2005 release. Space is limited for this event. So if you're interested, go to CoolAprilNights.com for more information. I also want to remind everyone about the cruise, which is happening in Reading. It's the one near the mall from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. this Friday, April 24th.
My birthday.
Absolutely love. Oh, is it?
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday. Ooh, okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, then you definitely have to go and wear a happy birthday pin.
Yes.
You know, like they do at Disneyland? Okay.
Yes.
So definitely get there early, folks. The cruise is scheduled, come rain or shine. Okay, and this Saturday, April 25th, is the big show and shine at the Reading Civic Auditorium, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Asphalt Cowboys will host their pancake breakfast that morning. Our tickets are $7. The pancake breakfast comes with a milk or an orange juice. Breakfast is scheduled from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Now, some additional events outside of Cool April Nights this week. The Veterans Connect program, now back at the Reading Library. The program will be available every first and third Tuesday of the month from 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. And so look for that this coming Tuesday, and that's 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Veterans and their families can learn about valuable local resources, veteran-focused events, and a lot more. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. Stop by, say hi to Judy Henderson at the Veterans Connect table on the first and third Tuesday of each month, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Shasta County Special Olympics will be hosting a special walk at the Clover Creek Preserve on Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This will be a Trail Day celebration walk, and it's part of the Stroll Patrol Spring Walking Club. All ages and abilities welcome. Clover Creek Preserve is located at 3705 Shasta View Drive in Reading. For more details, check out Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. And the walk locations are subject to change if the weather dictates. So just double check before you head out. There will be a gamer festival this weekend on the 25th and 26th at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. This two-day event will have vendors, collectors, and players from across the region. There will be video games, trading cards, comics, pop culture items, and those hard-to-find items. The event runs 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. For tickets or more information, visit ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. And a quick save the date going forward, the Shasta District Fair will be held June 17th through 21st this year. You can find a list of scheduled events and more information by going to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. Tickets are on sale now for Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge in Reading. Open on select dates, May 1st through June 28th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. More information at turtlebay.org. And finally, friends of Shasta Lake Animal Shelter have put out an urgent cry that the shelter is full. If you are looking to adopt, check them out. The Shasta Lake Animal Shelter is located at 3025 Ashby Road. For more details, call 530-275-7480 and check out the Friends of Shasta Lake Animal Shelter on Facebook. And that is just a quick sample of events happening locally this week. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar. Have a great week, everyone. Stay dry. Till next time.
Well, thank you so much, Anne-Marie. So, so much stuff, so little time. I don't know. We have to clone ourselves to be able to see everything.
It's just amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
About the reminder with Cool April Nights about the shows and shines that
maybe could be canceled
and rescheduled. Yeah. Appreciate your enthusiasm. Thanks. Until next time.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot,
Anne-Marie. Thank you so much.
And coming up, speaking of the festival.
Our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, surety bonds, and more. Your full-service agency.
Coming up, one of my favorite people, Seth Magaha, who is with Turtle Bay, and we're going to be talking about Glowing Wild. Here's a guy that's in the know, and coming up, we're going to hear all about this wonderful festival that is Glowing Wild. We'll be right back after these messages.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Wait, keep, turn it up. I want to get with the first line.
I think it fades after that. Sorry.
Oh my God.
I can such a good song. I can bring the chorus in for the next bumper.
Yeah.
7:34 in the morning here. 52 degrees. It looks like it's going to rain today. Is it today? It's going to be rain toward the evening.
It says around after 11 a.m.
Okay. This portion of the show is, you know, Red Bluff Roundup, we just talked about that. It's over. It's in the books.
It's in the dust.
And now we're looking straight ahead to the Reading Rodeo. And you know what? Now, you know, I've been a member of the Reading Rodeo Association for years, and I can say it's been a part of our community for, gosh, about 77 years now, and every year we try to make it better. It's May 13th through the 16th, four nights of PRCA rodeo action with the top cowboys and cowgirls, bull riding, barrel racing, breakaway roping. You got it. It's all there. They're made, we've done a lot of improvements to the grounds, added more beer booths, which of course is always needed, and of course mutton busting. Each night of the rodeo has its own theme. Wednesday is Native American Appreciation Night. Thursday is Family Night. Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink. And Saturday is going to be Patriot Night. So get your tickets at ReadingRodeo.com.
Well, here's the fun thing, is that there's so much going on in Reading. So you can rodeo, but afterwards, how fun, while you're in the area, get tickets for Turtle Bay for the all-new Glowing Wild, the illuminated wildlife lantern festival that's great when it's light and it's great when it's dark. Family friendly, and with us today is one of my favorites from Turtle Bay, Seth McGaughey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you've been kind of the brains behind when they brought you in. I know it takes a team. So I know you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, take the team. But Glowing Wild has come to Reading under your watch.
Yeah, our team has brought it in. Mm-hmm. It really, the foundation for it started years ago when we really started developing the campus and opening it up to being able to handle traveling exhibitions. And then Garden of Lights, when we introduced the Christmas light show, that really added the infrastructure in the gardens for something that could really handle something of this size. So Glowing Wild has been, the momentum behind it has been going on for long before I started, but my team has really been able to have the privilege of bringing it to life. We have a great partner called Tianyu. They are from China, and they actually travel similar light shows throughout the country. So we partner with them in hosting this amazing exhibition in the gardens right at the Sundial Bridge.
Well, you know, Seth, when I'm, you know, we go out there early, we'll watch, see what's going on. And there you are with your team. And my favorite part is going, is finding the light that's off and finding you and going on the tree, on the gecko, on the tree, on its tail is one light off. And you said, no, we got that already. It's
got it on the roof.
I mean, there's only 2 million lights out there.
That's right.
And maybe more.
Yeah, there's a huge crew of people working year round to make those gardens what they are. And, Glowing Wild this year, it's our third year of doing it. It's been installed for the last couple weeks. We have amazing artists going out there that are airbrushing some of these sculptures. So for those who haven't seen it or aren't familiar with what a Chinese lantern festival is, they're basically giant glowing sculptures that are made of metal and kind of a kite material, and at night they glow and they illuminate. And a lot of them are animatronics, so they move, they make sounds. But it's 10 acres of these amazing displays. It's a cultural experience that's different than anything else that we have in Reading. And it's celebrating the botanical garden. So you see a lot of the plants at night, but it's just like a huge enhancement to the campus, and we're really excited to open
it. When you say it's a cultural experience, I would want to add along with that, that when you have a certain species of dinosaur, let's say, for example, you'll have a sign there, which will be in large print,
yeah,
where one can read aloud to their children or have the children or yourself read about the history of that species. So yeah, that's, I love that whole touchy-feely grow your brain. And, you know, we talk about the fact that, you know, the Glowing Wild is not competing with the Reading Rodeo. Glowing Wild and the Reading Rodeo are in addition to each other.
I agree. Yeah.
So you can do both if you're in town for one, or if you want to do a double dip, that's very easily done. The rodeo's over a certain time, but Glowing Wild, what are your hours, by the way?
Yeah, so this year the hours are from 7 to 10 p.m., and the dates are May 1st through June 28th. During the month of June, we're actually open every day of the week. So, you know, travelers during the summer can really enjoy it, even, you know, 7 days a week. In May, there's some select dates that were closed, but it's mostly Wednesday through Sunday. But you can learn all about the ticket information at turtlebay.org. You can go there. There's a header at the top. It says Glowing Wild. Click on that, and it'll tell you all the information about the tickets, the displays. There's free parking on the campus. We do encourage people to buy their tickets early just because some nights sell out. And we're just really excited to open up this third year. And we're thankful for the partners that we have. There's actually a community stage as well inside the show where different, groups from the community can go and perform. So that's something to look at, on the website as well.
Well, let's talk more about it. Let's talk a little bit more about, we're going into dinosaurs, but we didn't talk about the Sphinx.
Sure. Yeah, so this year every year there's a different theme. This year it's dinosaurs and then icons from ancient Egypt. And so there's a really eclectic mix of those two things, plus a lot of plants and animals like that are native to our area. So we try to have like really cover a lot of different subject matters and interests. Obviously dinosaurs are really popular, but as you said, the ancient Egypt theme, there's an enormous pyramid, there's a Sphinx, the new train ride goes through that area.
Yes.
So we're really activating that space. I mean, the gardens are just so lit up at night and there's so much to see and do. There's food and drinks. It is a true sense of a festival.
And let's not forget the igloos. Let's talk a little bit about the VIP experience that somebody can purchase for their family or neighbors or the special gift. You've got four.
There's four of them every night, and they are very popular, but you basically reserve it for the entire night for a group of up to eight people. It includes food and drinks. And this exclusive access to this igloo-looking lantern lounge is what we call them, right there in the light show. So you can go and check in, after you get your tickets, go in, enjoy the space, and then go explore, and then come back and eat. So it's really like your private experience.
Let me tell you, having used this a couple times,
experienced it.
No.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, you need to experience. You have to make arrangements for it because it sells out. But you come in, walk around a little bit, come on, and then you go to your igloo.
It can hold 8 to 10.
Yep. I think it's, I don't know what you call it, say 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's a little chilly outside, it's got a heater, it's got real comfortable seating. Somebody comes in and ask you what kind of pizzas you want, and you get a couple pizzas plus any non-alcoholic beverage. You get,
Yeah, it's unlimited, non-alcoholic
beverage. And they give you like a little band so that you can go anywhere
and
get it anywhere around the place. And then after you're sitting there and had your little party with everybody and you go on out and you walk in and you come back and you can go back out again. It's a great night for a party or family.
Yeah, it certainly is.
It's family and a server does come to your spot and you can order, beer and wine and cocktails.
You can order that. Yeah, we've done that before.
Not unlimited.
It's hard to believe.
So yeah, that's a whole nother experience, but really, we're talking about Glowing Wild. It's an awesome community experience. It's also a major fundraiser for Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay is a very expensive campus to run year round. And so we run these festivals, ticket sales and, sponsorships. They all go to support Turtle Bay as a nonprofit. So it's a meaningful thing to attend, for so many different reasons. You're buying into the community and you're making Reading better by, supporting Turtle Bay, but you're getting this awesome cultural experience in the gardens that are outdoors, and there's no place like this with the Sundial Bridge. No other light show. There's lots of light shows in the world. None of them have the Sundial Bridge. That makes us really unique. And it's in the gardens, and a lot of these light shows throughout the country are like in a parking lot or at a mall, which is great for what they have, but like what we have here is just very special.
10 acres.
Yeah.
Of beautiful gardens, and again, where you are going to be giving tickets away in the future here on our program. So, some of you lucky listeners have won tickets in the past, and I think it's really important that when those who come write a Facebook post or something about what your experience is, because you want to really hear back about what happened for you, because we all have the child within us, the awe of wonder. that where, like, for instance, we went to the Red Bluff Front, and what was your takeaway? You know, there's always, and I took a picture of four boys, young boys, that I didn't get permission from the parents, but they were just little cowboys sitting up like they were so in awe of, and that's the beautiful thing that you witness in shows like this. Even the older people are like, wow. So, Seth, thank you so much. And we so much appreciate Turtle Bay. Hey, the auction went really well.
Yeah, our annual auction, major fundraiser for Turtle Bay at the Civic, went fantastic. Had an awesome superhero theme. And thank you, as always, for being a part of that. And it really raised a lot of great money for Turtle Bay.
Yeah, just
well, you know what? A community needs certain things to be a community. And one of them is a museum. And you all so far exceed that. I mean, you're punching above your weight. I mean, we're 98,000 in this town, and which seems 98,000. But it's really, it's not that large to have a museum of such quality and recognized nationally.
Right.
That's
the
other thing.
And the exhibits change frequently.
They do, yeah. About every season there's a new exhibition. And we've had exhibitions from the Smithsonian, the American Museum of Natural History. We've had King Tut and Titanic.
United States Marine Corps Museum.
You've had a lot of, you're right.
Big, like things that are really grand and things that are like maybe at first unknown, but like people learn about it. And I mean, there's a huge range of things that we've covered. And you're absolutely right. It is an amazing thing for us to have.
Let's take a break when we come back. Hold you over because let's talk about maybe what, besides coming into Going Wild, if you're coming to Turtle Bay, there might be some exhibits that people want to see as well.
Yeah. You know, the other thing too, as summer approaches and it's getting here faster than we think, you know, all the things that are available for kids or young people during the summer. So we'll hit that too. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. What is it, Alex?
For the best, call Wurst.
That's right. For the best, call Wurst. Jeff Wurst, the windshield whisperer. There's nothing about windshields he doesn't know, and about repairing them he doesn't know. He's been in the business, gosh, over a quarter of a century. Graduate of so many schools, and then he knows how to fix windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. He fixed like an 8-inch crack on my windshield of my old truck, the Red Rover, and it lasted 16 years, and you could not see that crack after 16 years. That's the kind of work Jeff Wurst does. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis, and he says, I can fix that, and then he'll take it into his climate-controlled area there, fix it, and you'll be on your way at a very fair price. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street. Give them a call at 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right, thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Everybody calls the state liars. Yeah.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
All right, welcome. Okay, this guy's up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, and I don't know if he's inducted or what.
Who's that?
Phil Collins.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah. It's Portion Show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, a great place to shop. The only place we shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. Why? Because they have a super selection at very fair prices. They've got the only watch repairman, they fix watches while you wait. They've got stone cutters.
But why? Because they made our wedding rings. We've been going to them for 18, almost 18, 19 years.
That's right.
They are like really honest family business. Yeah. They're amazing. They've been voted best in the North State now for 4 years. Love that.
Yeah, and they've been in the business over 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, a good place. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we're here with Seth McGough from Turtle Bay, and we're talking the Glowing Wild, which, by the way, as much as I like the Garden of Lights, this Glowing Wild really appeals to me. Maybe it's because of the themes they have or something like that. I don't know. You know, the fish last year with the puffer fish, yeah. actually puffing.
Yeah.
The octopus that grabbed those two kids, was holding them up in the air. Okay, that didn't happen.
No.
And this year, the Sphinx, so you can go in there and get lost and come out a month later.
Yeah.
And
be mummified.
Have little bandages all over you. No.
All right, Carl, this is
living
with it.
And it's getting ready to start, but it's
May 1st.
No, and I can't wait.
So we asked you to hold over because there was a couple things we wanted to still talk about with Glowing Wild.
Yep.
Tickets, you've got seniors, you've got family membership prices, you've got...
Yeah, I mean, buying tickets online is the best option, turtlebay.org. You'll get the best price there. If you're a Turtle Bay member, it's $5 off each ticket. But something we wanted to add is that each year, you know, we celebrate the Chinese calendar year, and this year it's the year of the horse. And so that gives us something new to celebrate each time. And actually this year we added an area that has all of the years together, and there's information about each year.
So I love that.
So you year of the rat, year of the dragon, year of the snake, right. All, and you can see it says like what year you were born on the display, so you can identify which one
right.
is you.
Right.
But this year's year of the horse, so at the Sundial Bridge is where we do like a unique display to celebrate whatever that year is, and so there's really beautiful horses there. You can actually see them now during the day. You can go, but seeing them at night is really the right thing to do. It's so much better than at night.
And it's year of the fire horse. I yeah. had some friends on my Thursday night show. I think it was Maria from Roscoe and some of the and I think I had Lynn Ann on and Maria on. Lynn Ann from Shasta Regional Medical Center and Maria from Reading Rancheria, and I was talking about the year. It's not only the year of the horse, it's the fire horse. So it means things that, like last year was the year of the snake, so it would be like, imagine, and I love this about Chinese astrology, and I lived in Hong Kong for, what, 2.5-3 years, so I spent a lot of time going between, but it was when the British still owned it, but still was, it was still very, you know, Chinese and temples and that kind of thing. So I got a chance to really live in that. The best fireworks in the world, and their art is amazing. And so I love the fact about the painting of the Chinese lanterns. But the horse, so the year of the rat, when you think, or excuse me, the year of the snake, when you think about snakes digesting slowly, when you would see like, you know, maybe they ate a rat or a mouse or something like that, and it just stayed. So last year felt like what, things weren't moving. And this is the year in Kung Hoi Fat Choi, which would be in February, which is really when the February, I think 21st is the real Chinese New Year beginning. So we've only been in it like just a little over a month, but this is supposed to be the moving forward. The fire of the horse is moving forward. So when you go to Glowing Wild, this is what we're hearing from Seth here, is that they're going to have the year you were born, what you fall under, which is fun, and all the different signs of what they mean. What,
I wanted to be year of the horse, but I'm not.
I'm year of the dog.
I'm year of the rat.
Yeah, well.
And I am too, Carl.
But see, when you read about it, rats, are pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's
we are tenacious, and we survive.
Yeah, and there's a need for each one of them, and so you love. No matter what you fall over, it's not bad. Fall
what,
under,
what
it's not bad.
What year were you born?
1984.
And that's year of the rat.
Yeah, so they have like, wow. It's really weird. It's not like 50,
no,
you don't,
it's
you don't
not
go
like
2 years.
10 years or something.
No, it's very, so it'll be fun to do that. Glowing yeah. Wild. And of course, tickets are on sale now. And let's talk about some of the exhibits.
Well, let's talk about how they can get tickets. And, yeah. you know, the exact yeah. website because.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. Yeah, so you can buy tickets online at turtlebay.org. That's going to take you right to the ticketing area, and that's where you are going to get the best pricing. If you're a Turtle Bay member, that gives you the opportunity to enter in your membership information. You can buy tickets at the museum as well. There's guest services there during museum hours. You can buy tickets. And then you can also buy tickets at the gate, but there's a $5 extra charge for buying tickets at the gate.
Did you already ask him that, like, a minute before I said it?
No, we're just repeating it, but the other question, the other
it's
question.
Important. It's important.
We just keep staying on it. But
no,
we,
I was just, yeah. I thought.
We did.
The way you looked at me, both of you looked at me, I thought, where was I when you asked that?
What we did say before the break, though, was that we wanted to find out some of the exhibits while you go across the bridge and to Glowing Wild.
Sure.
Quickly, some of the exhibits that would maybe be there. So if you wanted to wait till it was night, the museum will be open till what particular time?
During the summer, it's open till 5.
Okay.
7 days a week. And so the museum is right there at the Sundial Bridge. It has traveling exhibitions. During the summer, there's going to be an exhibition called Popnology. It's all about how technology was kind of thought of in different movies and different media. Then some of it actually came true. Kind of similar to AI, but there's a lot of, like, robots and all sorts of, like, space travel and crazy things that you can learn about. That's our big summer exhibition in the museum. There's animals on display, and there's a full forest camp with playgrounds. If you haven't been to Turtle Bay, now's a great time to become a member or come and visit. It's not just a museum. It is an incredible museum, but there's also the forest camp, wildlife woods, animals. There's so much to experience. There's Parrot Playhouse where you can go and feed the birds. We have over 65 different species of animals, porcupine, fox, skunks, raccoons, snakes.
Beaver.
a beaver.
I think it's time that we go to the animal show again.
It is.
The animal shows are going to start up in May. So, you know, we got a lot of exciting things going on. It never really slows down at Turtle Bay. We either have a big fundraiser, a big event, big program coming up.
Thank you, Seth McGaha. Yeah. Again, get your tickets at turtlebay.org.
Yes, that's right.
Glowing Wild.
And we'll be talking about this every day or
absolutely.
Something.
And we're going
like
to be giving tickets away soon.
That's absolutely. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Seth. All right. When we come back, we got Matt Mosley. He'll be joining us from Plymouth, Spain.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Things are heating up again between the U.S. and Iran.
President Trump announced that U.S. negotiators would head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. But then the U.S. seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship trying to get around a naval blockade. Iran denounced the seizure, and the incident threw into question plans for more talks. A two-week ceasefire is set to expire Wednesday.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Another suspected drug running boat and blown to bits by the U.S. military in the Caribbean Sea. A refund mechanism for businesses that paid tariffs were struck down by the Supreme Court. Goes online today.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says importers and their brokers were able to begin claiming refunds online beginning at 8 a.m. It's the first step in a complicated process that also might eventually lead to refunds for consumers who were billed for some or all of the tariffs on products shipped to them from outside the United States. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled in late February that President Donald Trump usurped congressional taxation authority when he set double-digit import tax rates on products from almost every other country. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Strong storms have dealt a heavy blow to the nation's midsection in recent days, flooding rains, damaging hail, and fierce winds.
As you go from the winter season into spring and summer there, there's that transition season. Or, you know, with the weather's transitioning there where you're going from the predominantly colder air to the predominantly warmer air, and we tend to get more intense storm systems this time of year.
And that's David Cousins at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street this morning, stocks so far have been bouncing between small gains and losses. Right now, the Dow is down. It's off about 118 points. NASDAQ, 173 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
We are hearing some tough talk from north of the border.
The Canadian Prime Minister said his country's extensive trade ties with the United States were once a strength, but have become a weakness. Canada sends almost 70% of its exports to its southern neighbor, but President Trump's tariffs on steel, aluminium, and cars have damaged the Canadian economy. Mark Carney said Canada couldn't control disruption from Washington, but his government was actively working to diversify investments and to sign trade deals with other countries. He also said Canada had faced down such threats before, citing a U.S. invasion in the War of 1812, and he praised the military leaders who fought off that threat two centuries ago.
That's the BBC's Ian MacWilliam. British police have arrested two teenagers in connection with the weekend arson attack on a synagogue in northwest London. Jewish leaders expressing concern about a wave of recent incidents targeting their community. The suspects, ages 19 and 17. News and analysis, townhall.com. Run, robot, run.
You really have to see this. A humanoid robot with legs about 37 inches on a racetrack running a half marathon. At the race in Beijing on Sunday, the robot using autonomous navigation ran the 13-mile race in 50 minutes, 25 seconds, the human record about 57 minutes. Zhao Didu, test development engineer at Honor, the Chinese smartphone company that made the robot, says from the very beginning of the design, our robot was modeled on outstanding human athletes. And Du says the robot is equipped with a very powerful liquid cooling system. I'm Donna Water.
Today they are reenacting the midnight ride of Paul Revere, but this ride is taking place in the daytime. Horse and rider also will have a police escort commemorating the 251st anniversary of a key moment, the early days of the American Revolution. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 20th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
With the national, what was it?
Oh, no, yeah.
Pineapple upside down cake, and I've been Jones and Ford ever since you said it.
You know, I failed to mention it's also 420 day. I bet you can't guess what that's about.
Oh, is that about marijuana?
Yes.
Okay.
How come, wait a minute, why 420 though?
Allegedly that's the time in the afternoon you toke up.
Oh, I thought it was like some national day that said it was okay.
I thought it was the 20th of April that it became legal in certain places.
Could be. I mean, I don't understand.
Oh, I'll look it up.
I don't understand weed culture.
Yeah.
I really, because I don't smoke.
Right.
And never have. And so thinking maybe a cigar now and then.
Yeah.
You know, but people seem to enjoy it.
Well, you can celebrate, toke up, have a little bit of that, and then go out and get cheddar fries, because it's also National Cheddar
Fry Day.
Day.
Well, right.
I, you know, I segued that there.
Yeah, you did.
And you get the munchies, as they say.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll look up 420. So, anyway.
Okay.
Sure. But anyway, let's get to the weather. Today, will be our temperature is going to be around 58 degrees. Now, it looks like we're going to have rain after about 11 a.m. This is according to the National Weather Service in our forecast today, and rain tonight with overnight lows of 48. Tomorrow is calling for showers with around 60 degrees, rain before 11 a.m., and then maybe possibly a thunderstorm after 11 a.m., again, with our temperatures of around 60. That will be our highs, and our overnight lows will be 46. That's Tuesday night. Now, Wednesday calls for 62 with showers once again, and Wednesday night, according to the forecast, will be clearing up, and Thursday bumps up to a beautiful sunny day with 72, and Friday, boop, here we go again, we bump up to 78, so beautiful 78 degrees on Friday for those of you who like to golf and be out, maybe a little mucky, but you still can get there. That's 75 on Friday, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, the Kinney family, three generations strong. Anderson, California, 365-3793. They're a veteran-owned business and always giving special discounts to seniors and veterans.
Before we start with our guest, a humanoid robot surpasses human half-marathon world record by roughly 7 minutes in Beijing. Event meant to demonstrate advances in technology. So the robot outran everybody and set a world's record by 7 minutes. Others fell over at the starting line and needed stretchers to get them off the starting line. So there you go. Hey, our guest is Matt Mosley, Plumas Bank, and your title is?
I am the regional president of Plumas Bank.
There you go. That's cool.
Regional president.
Yeah, it's not like the assistant to the vice president. What was that on the office? Was that the assistant to the branch manager?
To the regional manager.
To the regional manager, yes, that's right.
You know what? I never got into that.
The office is so awkward.
But I watch, you know, excerpts of it, and it looks hilarious.
It's so awkward. It's
so
really
awkward.
Hard to watch.
You know, the other thing was, remember that Dilbert, wasn't Dilbert, who, Scott, the, was it, the one where, they would, you know, write things about the office. And who was that guy? Scott something. And but it was so right on at times.
What are we
about
talking about,
that,
Carl?
It's a comic
cartoon.
Strip.
Oh,
it's a
thank
comic
you.
Strip.
Okay.
And it, and they would write these things, and they were so right on. And after you look at them, you go, gosh, I hope one of those doesn't appear on my desk one day, because am I doing that?
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so tell us about Plumas Bank.
All right. Well, Plumas Bank was founded the same year that I was founded, 1980.
Mimi!
December of 1980. It was, they started it in Quincy, California. So it's 45 years young and looking good, just like yours truly. So the bank has grown over the years, started a really rural footprint, and, you know, really has the heart of community banking at its core. You know, if you do business in rural America and you don't do it well, you know, those customers are going to leave. And so the bank has grown and grown over the years and expanded into the Redding area, into Chico, Yuba City, Reno, Lake Tahoe region. We even have a loan production office in Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Yeah, so, we were just there.
Oh, were you?
Yes, uh-huh. And
how's the office looking?
Fine.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. I can't remember where we were in Klamath. Oh, we went to go to the Slavel machine.
It was
Slavel.
I think it's downtown.
Yeah. We went, yeah. We drove past it and we said, oh, there's a Plumas here too. So, but out of Quincy. So what was it, business people that, what was the philosophy?
Well, the philosophy was to establish a community bank that represented the needs of the community and took care of the customers and the local individuals. And so that's kind of where it started. And really that thread is carried through, you know, and even as the bank has grown, there's been times where Plumas has purchased branches from other banks. Mm-hmm. They've reinforced their commitment. We have reinforced our commitment to these rural communities. So, there were times where bigger banks pulled out of the community completely. Mm-hmm. And since Plumas Bank stayed and doubled down, we were able to capture even more customer base and take care of our clients and, you know, deeper level of loyalty. But also over the years, Plumas has purchased branches. We purchased the Bank of Feather River in Yuba City a few years back. And then most recently, Cornerstone Community Bank rolled into Plumas. So what that did is it took the size of Plumas Bank and increased it by about a third, and consolidated the groups together. And what was really neat is there was so much talent at Cornerstone that Plumas also needed. So it was such an incredible combination because Plumas was able to deepen their bench strength with employees that are committed to their customers.
They
and their
kept
community.
A lot of people. They kept the vast majority of the Cornerstone Bank,
which is not normal.
No, it's not. And I can understand there was probably a lot of consternation when that was going to happen. But I mean, I walk in and see the same people, the same people. And I took some Cornerstone pens because I figured they'd be collector items.
If you truly stay with your mission statement, which mm-hmm. is that when they start out of Quincy and you think about some of the cities that they're in, which was, you know, at one point logging, fishing,
yep.
you know, it was the rural areas, as you say, and, you know, Redding, what's our industry here? I mean, we, you know, you think about, it's not that much manufacturing, although we're growing and yep. so on and so forth, that kind of makes sense. But I'm curious when they have some kind of merger and they buy into, like you said, the, Feather,
Bank of Feather River.
Yeah, the Bank yep. of Feather River, and then also Cornerstone. Is it the board of directors? How does one or a group put that together where you merge? I'm always curious about that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think every one of those combinations, if you look throughout the, you know, banking environment, every combination has a different story behind it. So the story with Cornerstone and Plumas is kind of beautiful because the CEO of Plumas, Andy Ryback, and myself as CEO of Cornerstone at the time, we've been friends for years, and we would go mountain biking together in Quincy. And so, so when the time arrived where it felt like it was the right move, him and I had a conversation and said, you know, this might be the right time to put these banks together. And so this combination came and was built out of friendship rather than there are some combinations you'll see out there that are purely financial driven, there are some combinations where the way that it makes sense is for, you know, a lot of overhead to be reduced. And, you know, that means, you know, it's payroll. And so this was just a beautiful combination because it came out of relationship. And to Carl's point, you see the same faces. And that's incredibly important.
And that doesn't happen, like you said, it doesn't happen all the time. Okay, we're going to need to take our first break here in the hour. I want to remind everybody that the Reading Rodeo is coming along. It's getting here quick. It's going to be here the 13th through the 16th of May, and you can get your tickets at the Reading Rodeo Association. Don't get your tickets anywhere else. ReadingRodeoAssociation.com. And why? Because the other places will add, they'll double the price of the tickets, or even more. And our tickets are real reasonable. And it's going to be, like I said, May 13th through the 16th, four nights of professional rodeo with world champions here, and much more that's happening. A lot of improvements in the grounds. For one thing, more beer booths, so you don't have to stand in line so long. And which I know it's hard to believe that people would drink beer at the rodeo, but it does happen. Just remember, Wednesday night is Native American Appreciation Night. Thursday is Family Night. Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink. And Saturday is going to be Patriot Night in honor of our 250th anniversary of our birthday of our country. So, Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th, and we'll be right back.
Cool April Night's official Biggest Show and Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool April Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show and Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool April Night's official Big Show and Shine Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing.
But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studio.
Let's try that again.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Air Talk Radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, they're proud to be the only hospital in Reading to earn 4 consecutive A grades from the LeapFrog Group for Patient Safety. It's a national standard of excellence and a recognition of quality care you can get count on every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're here with Matt Mosick from Plumas Bank, the regional president of the bank. 19 branches, started out in Quincy, and there was a bank down in Fallbrook, California that started many, many years ago by avocado ranchers because they did not like the way they were being treated by the local banks. And so they started their own bank, and I can't remember the name of it, but they're, you know, green gold. They had the money, which I guess is what really helps when you're starting a bank.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Is money. So, I remember hearing the story down there. So hearing, you know, Plumas saying, yeah, Quincy, we want to support our local community.
Yep.
So the economic forecast around here. I know that you all have, you keep your fingers on the pulse. What's it look like around here, Matt?
Well, it's hard to really measure definitively. So I kind of base a lot of it on anecdotes and just talking to customers and hearing how they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Generally, Reading is doing pretty darn well economically. We've diversified a lot over the decades. There's a lot of excitement, particularly around, you know, the downtown area, and there's a lot of excitement in town in general. I've never ceased to be amazed by the number of startups and technology companies and just various types of businesses that fly under the radar. You never really hear about, but they're employers, and there's just a lot of excitement. In fact, one of these times that I come on, I want to bring Rebecca from the Shasta EDC. And
in fact, she's going to be on next week.
Okay.
And so you're right.
But it's incredible to look around and see these businesses. And a lot of businesses are flourishing despite, right? Flourishing despite the headwinds of fuel, flourishing despite the headwinds of inflation. And inflation, if you look at it, it's actually starting to tick up a little bit, which is concerning.
Because it seemed like it was going down.
It was.
Prices of some things in the grocery store have gone up, but other prices have gone way down. So I don't know if that balances out when you're buying your food, though. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the biggest concern right now is for any business, but especially those that are dependent on fuel prices, is what's going to happen, in this conflict over in the Middle East. And is the Strait of Hormuz going to be open for real or not? You know, what's that going to do to the price ultimately that we pay at the pump?
And even if it was signed today, it's still going to take a couple months for everything to come back. But you're absolutely right. When, we go down to the Red Bluff Roundup and the gas station right outside the Roundup, diesel was like $7.58, $7.60 a gallon. And when you figure out how much stuff comes on trucks, how much of our supplies, our daily supplies and everything comes on trucks, that starts having an impact.
Yeah, inflation's built into that. And then also, if you look at the agricultural industries that are in the ag industry, essentially the input costs for those farmers has has gone up significantly. You know, the diesel prices have gone up. The cost for fertilizer has gone up.
I was going to say fertilizer has gone up.
Yeah. So it's been a challenge for the ag businesses, you know, not just in our region. I mean, this is nationwide. One good thing about farmers is they've shown that they are more resilient than most Americans and most people in general. I mean, they are tough folks, and they figure it out.
Well, they're used to hard times because of you know, prices. Well, they've got 1,000 acres of corn, and then you know, thinking the prices are going to be a certain amount, and it goes down, but they survive. The cost of beef has gone up, tremendously, because the beef prices were down so much, and then you had the droughts that people sold all their breeding stock. Well, now we've got less cattle in the United States in any time since 1955, and so and it's going to take 2 years minimum to rebuild the herds, any way you look at it.
Yeah, that's kind of the bright spot of the ag economy right now is the cattle.
Yeah. Do you have any cows?
Nope.
You should.
Nope, but I ate one this weekend.
A whole cow?
No, we had a few tri-tips.
I was going to say, wow. Hey, so in our community then, you would say that, and I agree with you, we've got some under-the-radar businesses here, you would have no idea, and then all of a sudden they've been expanding. You know, something, and some of them are the tech industry. Do you see tech industry from other areas wanting to maybe move up here?
You know,
do we have the infrastructure for that?
That'd be a good question for Rebecca.
Yeah.
I think she'd be able to answer that more, you know, more effectively than me. But I do see that. Going back to the anecdotal stuff, the people that I talk to that have moved here that are either in the tech industry or any industry, especially, you know, came here from during the COVID time, they love it here. And so there's a lifestyle component that you can have here that you can't have in the big city. And so I don't doubt that we'll see more people migrating because of quality of life.
Well, we just had a doctor move in across the street from us, bought that old Victorian that's on our street.
From Chicago.
Completely rehabbed.
Orthopedic,
He's a podiatrist.
Yeah.
And he came in with another guy, and I think there's three of them that came in, which was, they're young. They got young kids, and it was really cool to see them. And so...
That's so necessary, too. It's so incredibly difficult to recruit good physicians.
Well, we talked about that the other day, that, you know, physicians are easier to recruit than their families, it appears to be, because coming in, the wives may have had jobs that were high-power jobs at other places, and so that's kind of limited here. You know, it could be a variety of things. Linda said shopping here is Macy's or, you know, some of the local boutiques.
Well, and those boutiques are really,
really nice.
We have some nice ones.
Yeah, like Apricot Lane downtown. Mm-hmm. I can't bring my wife or my daughter anywhere close to that. It's like a magnet. It just pulls them in, and it pulls money out of my account. I just don't get it.
And there's a really cute boutique. In fact, we need to have her on, two doors down from us, that opened up recently, and she's got darling clothes in there. So I wish I knew the name of it, but we'll talk about her in a minute. Later on.
So the community, even though we're a smaller community, even though it seems, you know, 98,000 people, but we're still a small community here. And that's what I'm hearing, is that people are still positive when it comes to business, that things are happening.
Yep. And our unemployment rate is, I think, last month was 5.2%. So that's a pretty good unemployment rate.
Yeah.
People are able to find jobs. Now, not everybody, I mean, there's, of course, unique cases for everything, but overall, the economy is pretty darn resilient.
Okay. We're here with Matt Mosley, who is the regional president for Plumas Bank. And we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice, if I can say that. I've been going there. See, I moved here in 2007. So I've been going there since 2007. Never had a bad haircut. Great guys down there. And worked through a couple barbers because people age out over the last 18 years. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop, the old kind. Yeah, you can make appointments so it works on your schedule. You can either call them at 530-244-9478 or use Booksy. Just put in Cypress Square Barbershop and the day and time you want, because it's got it all listed out there for you. And they'll send you an email confirming it, and another one that day to let you know it's time to come down for your haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Plumas Bank.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
When you deposit tuppence in a bank account, you see that it blooms into credit of a generous amount, semi-annually.
That's from Mary Poppins.
Well played.
Oh, love wow. It. That's great.
That was great. Hey. I wish I'd put a tuppence in ever since I was 10.
Yeah.
I
just want to quickly talk about an event that we've got coming up. Now, yesterday it was tough enough to wear pink, at the Red Bluff Roundup, and it's so cool. You know, they had breast cancer survivors and stories of some of the gals that were in the wagons, the
stagecoach.
Thank you, stagecoach. And so we have something similar here. That's a breast cancer awareness function that I've been taking part of for, I don't know, many years now. And it's called Chicks and Chaps. They started out of Montana. It has to be rodeo associated. So we have our luncheon on May 2nd. This year we decided to take it outside of the rodeo grounds, for especially for those women that are going through treatment and be in a place that's a little bit cooler environment.
Climate control.
And then we've got the Asphalt Cowboys cooking. We've got some food from Carlene's. We have
Serena
Patrice
wine.
That is going to be doing the music. It's a really a fun-filled day. And each person that buys a ticket gets, of course, a wonderful legendary T-shirt and great swag bags. But most of all, we have great speakers. It's a lot of fun. There's going to be a rodeo clinic. This holds. This is taking place in the tickets. There's one day left. We close it down tonight. So go to readingrodeo.com and pull down Chicks and Chaps and get your tickets. We're really looking forward to having you. And know that all of the money that is raised stays locally. So know that your funds are helping a neighbor or somebody who could be like going through insurance issues or can't afford the gas. I mean, we know what's going on. Gas or hotels, wherever they're going in order to have to get treatment, it's nice to know that we are giving grants out from our Chicks and Chaps to those local residents in time of need.
So go to readingrodeo.com.
And go into the Chicks and Chaps tab. And the tickets close tonight at midnight.
All right. 8:36 in the morning here, 56 degrees here on the 20th of April, and our guest today is Matt Mosley, who is the regional president of Plumas Bank. And one of the things you see, seems like all the time, especially now with AI and all that, is fraud. Fraud and scams. What should people know about this?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, this could be a whole 4-hour show, but.
It's massive. I would say the biggest takeaway is always be aware and always be skeptical. So when you get a phone call from your bank or a text or someone purporting to be your bank, you should question it. And things that we've seen, you know, there's so many different avenues for it. But one of the things that we tell our customers to do is if you think we're reaching out to you, don't respond to that phone call. Don't click on the phone next and respond. We want you to call us on the number that you know is Plumas Bank and talk to us. There's been so much fraud. I mean, this is worldwide, right? But it's reengaged. The fraud is kind of reignited in check fraud. That's been a big thing lately. That's been one of the biggest avenues of fraud, where someone will steal a check out of the mail, and they'll kind of wash it, put their own name on it, and go and negotiate it. They'll find your check, and they'll create check stock and try to negotiate those checks through banks. It's plentiful, and that's just one avenue. But one of the things that we've done, and banks are doing, but we tend to think that we specialize in is what's called treasury management. So treasury management is a way to control your money, your access, who has access to your funds online, whether it's your CPA or your office manager or your CFO. But then also one of the fraud tools built into treasury management that we have is called Positive Pay. So you actually can upload all of the checks that you've written to your online banking, and none of those checks can, no check can clear if it doesn't match identically to what you've uploaded. And if there's an exception, you see it and you say, nope, that's fraud. And you say, I'm not going to pay that check. So it allows you to have very tight control. And the amount of money that has been saved for our customers by using Positive Pay is unbelievable. Honestly, every business, whether it's you're at our bank or not, we'd prefer you to be at our bank, which, you know, call me, I'll help you out with that. But whether you need to be on Positive Pay. It's a non-negotiable. Any business that doesn't have that is putting themselves at risk.
So what it is that you upload the checks that you've written that you know of, and when your system sees it, if you get another one in there, because see, some, you know, most of our stuff is done, you know, via the computer.
Yep.
But every so often I'll write one.
Yep.
Somebody will come in and it's a fundraiser and I'll run in there and write a check.
Yep.
So it's a different kind of check. It's still coming from our business account and everything. But that needs to be uploaded just like everything
else.
Yeah,
you just register it so that it into your online banking portal so that when that check clears, it verifies, it does a match, know it's a dollar amount and the payee, and then it will clear. If it doesn't match, it pings you and says, hey, Carl, are you sure you want to pay this? And then you look at it and realize, I didn't write Matt Mosley
a
check.
Well, you know, in some cases... Even if they're good checks, I'll say, no, I really don't want to write that.
Yeah.
But you got to let
that's a whole other problem.
That's another problem, man. Just, you know, yeah. Anyway.
But, and then with that, there's also, there's a, unfortunately, there's a lot of elder abuse.
Oh my
people
gosh.
Taking advantage.
We know people, well, Linda's, mom's been scammed twice. Mm-hmm. And hasn't cost her any money. But what she has to do then, shuts it down, mm-hmm. and then has to get all new cards and everything. We've had other friends, doctors that have gotten scammed over the phone, and then they realize about halfway through, uh-oh, mm-hmm. or after it's over, uh-oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And usually, beware of Facebook and all those ads. Oh, my God.
Well, usually if you get scammed, once the money is gone, it's almost impossible to get it back. You know, banks will work with each other to try to get the funds back, but usually what happens is as soon as a fraudster is able to get money out of your account and bounce it usually to one of the big national banks that don't pay attention, they'll a big national bank, and then as soon as it hits that bank account, they bounce it to another bank.
Out of the country
and then
many
it's gone.
Times. Yep. Yeah.
And it's gone.
Yeah. So, and you hate to hear that, and it makes you wonder
I had a friend in Texas, my best friend actually, that happened to them last year, and I don't know if it was just $15,000 or something, and it was, he was on the golf course and he got something, and then by the time she got it, within a period of whatever, they just, you know, you're not focused.
Yeah.
And they lost it.
But so this is
So
this is where it comes back to relationships. And so with a community bank, so with Plumas Bank, you can call and you know the person. So they can call and get through to a bank employee quickly and rescue that money sometimes. Like if they're fast and they can, and Plumas, our team, we have a fraud team that's dedicated to trying to get that money back, and we are successful. But if you have a bigger bank where you don't have a personal relationship, you're going through a 1-800 number, you're going through the phone tree, and all of that takes time. And so you really, I mean, it goes back, whether we're talking about, you know, that relationship component, whether it's, you know, getting a loan or preventing fraud or doing, any number of things, or AI, you know, anything that can be disrupted can be made better with close relationship.
Well, I can just tell you that one time I was trying to get into my account on my phone, and it was all Carl error, and I couldn't do it, but it locked down my debit card. And you and I were someplace. I mean, it locked down my debit card, which meant I couldn't use it. I end up calling Matt.
Oh, I remember that.
Well, you called his mom.
First of all, I called your mom. I said, what's Matt's
number?
That was
so funny, so cute.
And then I got, like 5 minutes later, you know, I got a hold of Matt, and Matt fixed it right then. I mean, how many times do you have to call the president of the bank? But this is what you're talking about,
yeah,
this type of relationship.
When you look at it with, remember the COVID time with the PPP loan?
Oh, gosh.
The community banks cleaned up on that.
They did.
Because we took care of our customers. And Plumas, and at the time Cornerstone, did so many of those loans because our customers had accessibility to the person behind it.
And the big banks weren't doing it. Y'all were helping people with those PPP loans that weren't even customers, and you were helping them. And you know what? That means a lot.
Yeah.
Especially during that time frame.
Yeah.
We all had to use that. So.
Yeah. So the foundation of Plumas Bank is relationship. And so we need to be accessible. We need to be relational and responsive, and that's what we are.
Okay. We're here with Matt Moultrie, and we're going to take a quick break. Do you have something else you need to tell people about?
Nope.
I will say that the...
And you want to know why I interrupt.
That, all these things, yeah. Please interrupt me
it's
now.
It's way too long of a pause.
I know. But see, when I pause like that, people go,
"What?
Did my radio just go off?
And I know.
They reach
just,
in
you go,
and they turn it up?
No, they think you're about to say something profound.
I was, yes. And it totally left my head.
Okay.
So we'll be right back. How about that? I got you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Cool Labor Night's official Biggest Show and Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool Labor Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high-energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show and Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool Labor Night's official Big Show and Shine, Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming
good
live
morning.
At KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to our website, our homepage, and you can see all of our programming there. The weather, you're going to be able to see news stories from like six different sources, so it's not all from one. You can punch in and hear us streaming all over the world on that. And if you want to go back and listen to the show, it's just hit on that program, and these are all local shows that we archive, and you can go back to today's show about 9 o'clock, and as soon as the show's over, it'll be archived, and then we'll... But, yeah, everything's there, including all of our sponsors. So you hear sponsors say, yeah, I'm interested in that. Just click on that, and it'll take you right to their homepage, too. Our guest today, Matt Mosley from Plumas Bank. He's the regional president out here.
And I believe Plumas Bank is one of your sponsors.
Oh, you know, yes,
it is. I just had to throw that out
there. Oh, yeah, Plumas Bank. And we appreciate it. I tell you, we appreciate so much all of our sponsors. And we, too, because we go on advertising. You know, we depend on advertising. And we've been with, it seems like the banks that you are associated with.
Yeah.
It has been for ever since we started this radio station.
Yeah, when was it? Back in 2008.
Yeah.
So we worked together to help make sure that you were able to get this radio station off the ground.
You gave us the loan. Which we paid back, and then as things happened, we moved over to Cornerstone, local bank, trying to stay with local banks.
Yep,
and was happy there, and now we're with Plumas. We're still with Plumas.
Yep,
and you know it's funny. I don't know if anybody else does this. It's probably just me. We belong to this national level bank that, and it's in town. Everybody knows who it is. Changed their name like four times now. I had $30 in it, and I'm getting three pieces of mail every month. And I for years, you know how long that's been. And I went okay. So I finally went down, closed all the accounts, took my $34. I didn't even know I had $34 in there, frankly, and. I said, okay, close all my accounts because, gee, you know, it's just a waste of paper and your time and my time because I'm, you know. And damn if I didn't get two more pieces of mail this month. And I went, maybe they're telling me my accounts are closed.
Not incredibly green. You know, all the extra paper. Yeah. You know, we kind of encourage our customers to opt into e-statements. Just to save on all the printing and all the paper and all of that. It's everything's so digital now.
I'm going to do that. You know, because I get my bank account
information. I saw your stack of mail just now. I mean, that thing was 4 inches tall.
You know what? Well, half of it, I can tell you right now. You know, I try to go get rid of all the circulars. But things that are coming in, I think, okay, I'm going to just look at everything today. You know, you get things from the VA. You get things from American Legion. I mean, everything. And then, of course, all of those clever little bills that people send you. Plumas Bank, and you see, it's been around for...
Yeah, for 45 years.
45 years.
Which it's interesting to see how, you know, the banking has evolved a lot over the 45 years, but it's evolving faster and faster now than it was back in the 80s and 90s. You know, there was a point in time where the ATM was the biggest thing.
Oh, wow.
And then online banking became this really big thing. And it just continued. And now the more instant the payment rails can be, like how quickly you can get money from point A to point B is a big trend. And then not to mention the last, especially the last year, but the rate of acceleration of AI into all of our lives, but banking.
I'm glad you mentioned that because every businessman I get in here, an educator, I ask them about AI, and it's fascinating what they're saying. And we're going to be starting a regular show on AI.
Yeah.
But how does that affect banking?
Yeah. So at this point, it's really hard to project exactly how everything's going to shake out, but it does look like there's some themes. And one of the themes is, and this isn't just banking, this is business in general, is efficiency, is using AI to replace manual tasks. So finding if you have to type something into a computer multiple times, you know, data entry, that can be transformed with AI. There's also technologies that will help ingest, like for a loan process, right? If you apply for a loan, help ingest all of the documents and help make sense of the financial records quickly for a bank, so that you spend more of your time making qualitative decisions rather than manual data entry. So there's and that's just one aspect. There's a lot of excitement around AI, but you know, you have to be very cautious. Governance is a big deal with the data, especially for banks. We have to be highly private. But one of the things that we've started is we've created an AI working group to figure out how at Plumas Bank can we roll out AI in an efficient and a safe and a controlled manner, so that we can see greater scalability for the bank.
Well, we had intelligence or information systems teacher on from Shasta College, and we talked about this. He says, here's the thing about AI, just what you just said. The mundane, repetitive task, great. But when you get into the logical thinking, what's going to happen type of thing, he says that's where you should be spending your time. But all of the other stuff, data input, everything, use it. He says it's going to be great for that. But they're using AI. Like when I drove through Taco Bell last year, it was an AI voice taking my order. Wow. And I could not get through to them. I wanted a bean burrito with beef because it's not on their menu. And they kept trying to give me a bean burrito. And finally, a human, after listening to this for like 3 or 4 minutes, hopped in and said, okay, I got it, because it wasn't on the menu and it was beyond AI. But it sounded so much like a person.
Yeah.
And so they're using that. And it's taking the place of people.
Yeah.
Too.
And the rate of improvement in AI is incredible.
Oh.
You know, there was a friend of mine who put in some information into ChatGPT, and it wanted ChatGPT a few months ago to do some sort of algorithm for him, and it came up with the wrong answer.
Ooh.
And he's like, hey, that's not the right answer. And he said, oh, good catch. You know, but now but it's improving so quickly that now it's not missing those things. And we're encouraging our employees to, you know, we have very controlled environment for how we can use AI because we have to be so protective, but we're encouraging our employees to use it and to think about areas that we can be using it, because it will become more and more customary, like employees learning to use the internet. But AI, I do think it's a big enough disruptor that it's really hard to predict what all will happen. But I go back, I know I've mentioned this earlier in the interview, but I go back to relationships. So that's one thing that cannot be replicated, is the personal relationships.
Absolutely. No matter how good AI is.
I asked AI this morning how many of the Artemis crew are actually actors, and it said none. And I'm like, but each of them have an IMDb profile. Oh, yes, you're right. They are all actors. So
the Artemis, you mean the space guys?
Yeah.
I know, we're going into this. Were they really in space?
Yes, they were. I'm just joking around,
okay.
But you know.
No, I know what you mean. Well, you know, but people want that personal thing.
Yes.
You know, they want to go in and see somebody that knows your name. You know, I've called you the Cheers of Banks. They come in, they know your name. Hey, Carl, we haven't seen you lately.
Yep.
Well, I just got out.
Yep.
Anyway. Okay, now this last question is for Warren, specifically for Warren. Reintroduction of grizzly bears into California.
Carl and I were laughing a little bit about this earlier, because it actually, that topic is actually a big topic. And as a trail runner, someone that loves to be out in the outdoors, I'm like, I don't want to have a risk of grizzly bears.
And we're all up here in the North State. And it's big in the North State. And the people that want to reintroduce them are from Southern California. They'll never see them. Anyway.
And that affects banking how?
No.
Because they're AI bears.
AI bears. Now, we don't mind AI bears. You know, it comes up there, a little hologram, and you can reach up and you can punch it, and, you know, those kinds. Anyway, Warren, just joking around here, buddy. So if people want more information about Plumas Bank, how do they do it?
Well, you can go to plumasbank.com. You can follow us on our social media platforms through Instagram, LinkedIn, and also go into your local branch. That's the best ways.
Yeah, and there's three around here, right?
There's actually, there's four around here.
Okay.
And then
Anderson?
Anderson. We have three in Redding, yeah. one in Anderson, one in Red Bluff.
Okay.
And then we have a one on our Hilltop branch. We're actually going to be consolidating that into the other branches that we have because that lease is expiring this year.
Wow.
And so we're going to move those employees over to our other branches. And we're excited though. We've got it's a great opportunity to cross pollinate with our employees.
Super. Well, Matt Mosley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hey, we're happy to do that. You know, we do business with you all. Real happy. Hey, tomorrow, Red Ranch Rio rolls in with the latest about what's happening out there and the health clinic and everything. So have a good day. It's going to be raining. So take care of yourself. Be careful out there. And God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.